USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's been on the defense about some comments made at the first Democratic presidential candidate's debate a couple of weeks ago about working with segregationists in the U.S. Senate to get things done years ago. Now the Democratic frontrunner, Joe Biden, is expressing regret for having made those comments.
Now, was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it.
Biden speaking to a largely African-American audience in South Carolina yesterday. Disney Channel star Cameron Boyce has died at 20. His family confirming he passed away in his sleep yesterday after a seizure associated with an ongoing medical condition. He had been a star in the popular Disney Channel film series Descendants. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California's governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, is often at odds with President Trump and his policies, but he says they're working together following two very strong earthquakes in Southern California, a 6.4 magnitude centered in Ridgecrest on Thursday and a 7.1 magnitude in the same area on Friday night.
There's no doubt in my mind after talking with the president, he's committed in the long haul, in the long run, to help support the rebuilding efforts.
There's been a lot of structural damage in the earthquake zone, but luckily no fatalities or major injuries from the two quakes. The British ambassador to the U.S. calling President Trump and the Trump administration, quote, inept and uniquely dysfunctional. Kim Darroch making the comments in leaked diplomatic memos that have been published in a London newspaper today. Natural gas suspected in a blast at a Florida shopping center yesterday that injured over 20 people. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. If you're into soccer, there's only one more day to wait. The FIFA Women's World Cup finals between the United States and Netherlands will take place in Lyon, France. In the past month, Team USA has pushed past Thailand, slipped past Spain, and knocked out host nation France. Now, only one team stands in their way of winning a record fourth World Cup trophy. For the Netherlands, this is only the second time at the tournament. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.